temptation has this tendency to sneak up on you without you even being aware that it's coming. And then all of a sudden, boom, you fall into sin all the time wondering, where the blazes did that come from? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. If that's ever happened to you, if that keeps on happening to you, then let me tell you, you ain't alone. It happens to all of us, because temptation never lets up. On and on and on, your enemy, the devil, never ever lets up. It even happened to Jesus, Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. Immediately following his amazing baptism, when the Spirit descended on him like a dove, when the heavens opened up and God spoke, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," Jesus was led into the wilderness, thrown out actually by the Holy Spirit, we're told in Mark's account, to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. And then, at his weakest point, at a time when he was at his most vulnerable, he was tempted by the devil. If it happened to Jesus, how do we imagine that it's not going to happen to the likes of thee and me? Why are we so constantly surprised when temptation raises its ugly head in our lives? There is not a day when the temptation to sin will not come your way. Sin is always acting, it's always seducing and tempting, it's always trying to conceive in your life and in mine. Don't let that surprise you. That's God's word fresh for you today. But God means you to live in victory over temptation and sin. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive his word.